through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue.
The challenge here is that we have to try and find a way forward with these people, but I know who I'm dealing with. I know that they're not going to keep their word. And to try and tell Minnesotans what we have to do going forward to get them out of here. And I think what you've seen is what has always been true. The final line of defense for the democracy is the people. I'm not going to compromise on the First Amendment. I'm not going to allow Tom Holman to characterize what are constitutionally protected rights of peaceful expression of grievance against the government. It's foundational to our democracy.
Citizens stood for justice. Their voices ring through the night. And they were bloody footprints. Where mercy should have stood.
If they meant to make an example out of us, they did. Restaurants raising thousands of dollars to keep people afraid to go to work. Police standing alongside citizens, rebuilding trust in a city that's been through so much in the last 5 years. Our resilience is on full display. And Minnesotans are no strangers to hardship. We take strolls in snow squalls, eat lutefisk, and we're descendants of Vikings, for God's sakes. Hardy is kind of our brand. But strong doesn't mean fearless. It's been scary here. In Minneapolis, in our suburbs, small towns, and rural farms, we're feeling the pain of this government overreach. But it's the acts of quiet courage in the face of fear that have us most proud. Neighbors looking out for each other, on night watch, delivering food, offering rides to work, showing up in solidarity. What they didn't expect, people across the aisle are beginning to unite in new ways for the first time. Because beneath our differences, we share the same human fears and desires. We're stepping outside of boxes and labels, not because a political argument was convincing, but because our hearts can't be convinced that what we're witnessing is moral or just. So here we are, thrust onto a stage we didn't ask to center. And if they meant to make an example out of us, they did. We're standing united with love and courage and just the right amount of piss and vinegar for our liberties, for our neighbors, and our basic humanity. We're proud of Minneapolis, proud of Minnesota, and proud to be fighting for the America we believe in.
Today, I'm filing legislation to keep ICE out of our schools, daycares, other child care centers, churches, hospitals, health clinics, and our courthouses. I'm also doing things that will take effect immediately. I'm signing an executive order today to protect our state and state resources from ICE. That includes prohibiting ICE from making civil arrests in non-public spaces of state buildings. We're not allowing ICE into these spaces. Prohibiting the use of state property for state agencies from entering into any new 287G agreements unless there is a clear and imminent public safety need. What we're doing today in Massachusetts is standing up to an agency and an administration that are out of control. But we're doing more than standing up to and against something. We're also standing up for something, right? You know, basic concepts of freedom and rights and protections enshrined in state and federal constitutions for a long, long time. We're standing up for our immigrant communities, who are a part of the fabric of our communities and contribute so much to our culture, to our economy, to who we are. We're standing up for public safety and for education and health care and the ability of people to freely practice their faith. We're standing up for the liberties that we hold dear and for the protections we deserve in the places where we go and need to feel safe. That's the legacy of freedom here in Massachusetts, and it's one that we need to continue to stand for here and across this country.
Yeah. January 31st, 2026 at 10:20 a.m. Bungalow C, Driftwood Table, Mulgrew, Massachusetts. Off.